good morning and happy Friday. Well, a much quieter session for US markets overnight. The Dow Jones crept into positive territory, lifting by just 11 points. The S&P 500 was down 0.25% and the Nasdaq down in the order of half. Keep in mind, this comes off the back of massive gains a day earlier. We had shares in the US up as much as 2.5%, which was actually the biggest post-election gain since the early 1980s. But today, all eyes were on the US Central Bank. It wrapped up its two-day meeting on interest rates with very few surprises indeed. The Fed has decided to keep rates on hold as expected and is still on track to lift rates next month. Also said that it's basically has reiterated its outlook for further gradual rate increases in its statement. This is for the 2019 calendar year. But let's look at some of the big movers on the US markets today. The best were the banks, healthcare stocks and consumer-related companies. The worst were energy companies, the materials and some tech stocks as well. Some of these did very well in the past 24 hours. Now, looking at some specific stocks that moved most, Caterpillar was the worst, fell about 3%. The equipment maker, though, did jump yesterday. Exxon and Chevron, both down 1.5%. The reason is that those energy giants have been dragged lower by a weaker oil price, which has fallen now for 9 consecutive days. Down about 1% last night. It's dropped back about 20% in 5 weeks. So it's entered a bear market. The reason, concerns of oversupply of oil at this stage. Now, the winners, 3M, Cisco, American Express and Verizon, and also JP Morgan. Plenty of company news about the losers were Wynn Resorts, the casino operator, chipmaker Qualcomm and pharmaceutical group Perrigo, all disappointed with results and were down by between 8 and 16%. The winners included TripAdvisor, which was up 15% on its results, and Disney was up 1.5% in after-hours trade. It actually beat profit and revenue expectations. Now, today, the Aussie market is set for a little bit of a hit as far as SPY futures, pointing us to a drop of about 8 points or 0.1%. Hasn't been that accurate, though, to be honest, in recent days, but we've also had a pretty decent start to the month of November so far anyway. So we've had 9 of the past 10 sessions, the market's improving. What could help is that the iron ore price shot up by 2.3% last night, hitting $76.25 per tonne. BHP and Rio also jumped in London trade by as much as 1.5%. So that could rub off onto some of our miners today. No major company news or events are scheduled today, but we're at that time of the year now where banks start to trade ex-dividend. It was National Bank's turn yesterday. None today, but in the early part of next week, we've got ANZ, Macquarie and Westpac all trading X. So that would make it a bit harder for markets to track higher in the early part of that week. On the economic front, three things to watch. The statement on monetary policy at around 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is a quarterly document that looks at the projections from the Reserve Bank. We also get housing finance data and Chinese inflation stats. And the Aussie dollar is at 72.5 US.